平安。
Peace be to you.
我们开始之前一起来祷告。
Let us open with prayer.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你。
Dear Lord, we give you thanks.
来到你面前，我们欢喜快乐。
Before you, we are joyful.
年初岁尾，你祝福我们。
May you bless us.
愿你今天也祝福我们。
May you bless us this time now.
使我们在你里边可以欢喜快乐。
That we may be joyful before you.
祝福我们下边的时间。
May you bless this time.
与我们同在。
And be with us.
我们祷告奉耶稣基督的圣名。
I pray this all in our Lord Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
我今天起这个名是不是还有点奇怪哈？
Is today's title a little bit strange?
所以呢，人家给我改成说 God teaches Abraham justice.
Yeah, justice. So now we wanted to change the title to God teaches Abraham justice.
所以这个先不算哈，我们来看经文。
Let us look to the passage now.
我们看当神人都堕落了。
Okay, we see God and in front of all these men who are corrupt.
遍地都满了罪恶的时候。
All the earth was covered with sin.
神的愤怒，神的审判就临到了这个世界。
God's wrath and judgment has been expressed upon the world.
所以在挪亚的时代呢，就洪水毁灭了整个的世界。
And so in Noah's age, there was a flood which destroyed the earth.
但是神却拯救了挪亚和挪亚的一家。
But God saved Noah and his family.
所以在审判当中呢，不单显出了神的公义，也显出了神的慈爱。
And so in this judgment, it has been expressed God's wrath and also His goodness.
但是当洪水过后的时候呢，人们并不纪念神的愤怒。
But after this flood passed, people did not remember His wrath.
所以他们依然犯罪。
And so they continued to sin.
依然寻求自己的旨意。
Pursuing their own will.
他们不考虑神。
They did not consider God.
所以上次我们讲到了，神就呼召了亚伯拉罕。
And so last time we saw that God called Abram.
然后和他立约
and he established a covenant.
然后又要祝福他
and he also was going to bless Abraham.
这祝福他呢包括两方面一方面呢要使亚伯拉罕要有后裔有很多的后裔
The first aspect of this blessing is that Abraham will have many descendants.
但是亚伯拉罕这时候连孩子都没有呢
But at this time Abraham did not have any children.
所以神说亚伯拉罕我要祝福你亚伯拉罕说你祝福我没有用因为我没有儿子
And when God said to Abraham, I'm going to bless you, Abraham said, there's no use, I have no children.
所以神说我要给你个儿子。
And so God said, I will give you a son.
所以这是第一个祝福。
And this is the first blessing.
第二个祝福是什么呢?
What is the second blessing?
就是神要给亚伯拉罕一片地。
It is that God will give Abraham a piece of land.
这片地呢可以成为亚伯拉罕和亚伯拉罕后裔的一个家园。
And this land will become the home of Abraham and his descendants.
但是亚伯拉罕那个时候呢，是在迦南地那个地方做寄居的。
But at that time, when Abraham was in Canaan, he was a stranger there.
但是亚伯拉罕他就相信神的话，那么他就以为这片地是属于他的。
And Abraham still had faith in God, knowing that this piece of land will still be under his name.
好了，那么我们看到了神呼召了亚伯拉罕。要祝福他，并且要借着他祝福地上的万国。
And so we see now that God has called Abraham to give him land, to give him blessings, that he may be the conduit of blessings to the rest of man.
但是神的工作并没有就此就结束了。
But we note that God's work did not end just there.
神不是说呼召亚伯拉罕来了，好了，你就在这里边吧，我就祝福你，祝福你，不是这样子的。
It's not that God called Abraham, put him in this piece of land, and I'll bless you twice, and that's it.
而是神要教训亚伯拉罕，或者叫 training 亚伯拉罕
，is that God put Abraham through some training，
让他真的可以成为一个祝福的使者
，so that he may become the forefather of blessing，
能把神的祝福呢带给地上的万国
，that God's blessing may be brought forth from him。
我们来看神是如何的来教导亚伯拉罕。
Let us see now how God is training Abram。
这是今天的经文，创世纪18章17节到第21节。
And this is today's scripture, Genesis chapter 18, verse 17 to 21.
当地上的人又多了起来的时候
，When there were many people on earth again，
这罪恶呢又越来越多了。
sin also increased.
那么亚伯拉罕住在 那片地呢，那地方有个城市叫索多玛。
And the place where Abraham was, there was a city called Sodom.
还有一个城市叫俄摩拉。
And there was another city called Gomorrah.
啊，这两个大城市呢，它的经济呢非常的发达。
These two cities, they were very advanced economically.
有点像今天的纽约、上海、多伦多。
It's like today's New York or Shanghai or Toronto.
是个很大的城市，那个城市里边人都很富有。
Big cities, and these are very wealthy people inside.
但是那里边的罪恶特别多。
But their sin was also great.
那么神看到了这两座城市的罪恶呢，太大了。
And so God saw that their sin in these cities was very great, too much.
甚至于他们不尊重神的使者。
That they would not even respect God's descendants.
所以神就非常非常的愤怒。
And so God was very angry.
神就要审判、刑罚这两个城市。
And so he was going to judge these two cities.
但是我们看，耶和华神在要决定去惩罚在罪恶当中的索多玛和俄摩拉的时候，他做了一件事情。
And you see, when God goes to judge these two cities, he did something beforehand.
我们看耶和华神做了什么事情呢？
Let's see what he did.
创世纪18章的第17节，这里说，耶和华说，我所要做的事，岂可瞒着亚伯拉罕呢？
Genesis chapter 18 verse 17 says, The Lord said, Shall I hide from Abraham what I'm about to do?
亚伯拉罕，神要做什么事情呢？就是要审判，要毁灭索多玛和俄摩拉。
What was God going to do? It is that he would destroy and judge Sodom and Gomorrah.
那么耶和华神就对自己说，他说我做这么大一件事情，我不可以瞒着亚伯拉罕。
And so God talked to himself and just said,doing this great thing, I am not going to hide it from Abraham.
换句话说呢，就是必须让亚伯拉罕知道这个事情。
In other words, it is important for Abraham to know about this.
那么我们前面讲过了，这位上帝呢是有绝对主权的。
We've already talked about God's sovereignty last time.
他做任何事情都不需要和任何人商量。
Everything that he does not require the counsel of men.
他也没有必要去告诉某一个人。
He doesn't need to tell anyone.
但是当他呼召了亚伯拉罕之后，那么他做这件审判的事情呢，他说哎，一定要让亚伯拉罕知道。
But after God called Abraham, God said, I need to tell Abraham about what I'm about to do.
那是为什么呢？
Why?
为什么亚伯拉罕这么特别呢？
Why is Abraham so distinct in this way?
18节这里说，亚伯拉罕必要成为强大的国，地上的万国都必因他得福。
Verse 18 says, Seeing that Abraham shall surely become a great and mighty nation, and all the nations of the earth shall be blessed in him.
而18节所说的正好是神要给亚伯拉罕的祝福。
Verse 18 talks about God's blessing to Abraham.
那么我们换一句话说呢，就是因为神给亚伯拉罕的祝福，所以神审判索多玛和俄摩拉这件事情呢，一定要让亚伯拉罕知道。
In other words, it is because of God's blessing upon Abraham that he must tell him about the destruction coming upon Sodom and Gomorrah.
我们也可以这样说。
We can also say,
如果神这件事情不告诉亚伯拉罕，那么亚伯拉罕就不能够成为强大的国，地上的万国也不能因他得福。
If God were not to tell Abraham about this, then he would be unable to become a great nation and a blessing.
这为什么呢？
Why?
我们继续往下看。
Let us continue reading.
19节说，我眷顾他。
It says, for I have chosen him.
谁呢？亚伯拉罕嘛。
Who was this? It is Abraham, of course.
所以这里说神拣选亚伯拉罕，祝福亚伯拉罕，目的是什么呢？
God has chosen Abraham and called Abraham for what purpose?
他有目的的。
There is a purpose.
目的是为要叫他吩咐他的众子和他的眷属遵守我的道，秉行公义。
It is so that he may command his children and his household after him to keep the way of the Lord by doing righteousness and justice.
也就是说，神拣选亚伯拉罕和亚伯拉罕的后代呢，不是拣选之后就结束了，就什么都没有了。
It's not that after God has chosen Abraham and his descendants that there's a choice and then it's done.
而是神拣选亚伯拉罕和亚伯拉罕的后裔的目的呢，是要让他们要遵守神的话。
this choice by God of Abraham and his descendants is so that they would keep his commands.
去秉行公义,
injustice, in righteousness and justice.
秉行公义的意思呢, 就是要远离罪恶。
And this means to depart from sin.
可以显出神的公义来。
So that they may be an expression of God's righteousness.
如此就可以使神所应许亚伯拉罕的话都成就了。
So that the Lord may bring to Abraham what he has promised him.
那么神应许给亚伯拉罕的话是什么呢?
And what was his promise to Abraham?
就是第八节、十八节所说的, 亚伯拉罕必要成为强大的国, 地上万国都必因他得福。
It's what we saw in verse 18, seeing that Abraham shall surely become a great and mighty nation, and all the nations of the earth shall be blessed in him.
所以耶和华神要审判索多玛、俄摩拉这两座罪恶的城市, 为什么不可以瞒着,为什么可以不让亚伯拉罕知道呢?
So, God going to judge Sodom and Gomorrah, these two evil cities, why is it that God must tell Abraham?
目的就是要使亚伯拉罕成为一个强大的国, 并且能够成为地上万国的祝福。
It is so that he may become a great nation, and all the nations of the earth shall be blessed in him.
所以呢,神要借着审判索多玛、俄摩拉这件事情来教导亚伯拉罕如何遵守神的道,如何秉行公义。
It is by this judgment on Sodom and Gomorrah that God will start to teach Abraham how he will start to express properly God's righteousness and justice.
好了,我们看。 神是如何教导亚伯拉罕的?
And how does God come and teach Abraham?
20:20
says, Then the Lord said, Because the outcry against Sodom and Gomorrah is great, and their sin is very grave.
亚伯拉罕在,耶和华神在和谁说话呢?
Who is God talking to?
亚伯拉罕。
He is talking to Abraham.
所以耶和华神就开始教导亚伯拉罕和亚伯拉罕说，他说索多玛和俄摩拉这两座城市啊，罪恶甚重，我有所耳闻呐，我听见了。And
so God said to Abraham, these two cities, they are very evil, and I have heard about it now.
然后呢，耶和华神继续对亚伯拉罕说。And
God continued to say,
他说我现在要下去查看他们所行的。
I will go down to see whether they have done altogether according to the outcry.
所以耶和华神他是在高天之上嘛，他说他要下来，下来的意思呢，他要抚救人。And
so God is in heaven, and he says he's going to come amongst the mankind.
So close to people.
Yeah, come close to man to see.
做什么事情呢?
What is he going to do?
他要查看到底发生了什么事情。
It is to go down and see whether or not they have done altogether this outcry.
因为他听见索多玛和俄摩拉那里边的罪恶甚重。
Because he has heard that the sin in Sodom and Gomorrah is very grave.
所以耶和华神要来查看一下，是真的是假的。
And so God has come down to inspect whether or not this is true.
然后说，果然竟像那达到我耳中的声音一样吗？若是不然，我也必知道。
And it, altogether whether or not the outcry has is that bad, and if not, I will know.
所以耶和华神要查验索多玛、俄摩拉这两个城市是否像他所听闻的那样罪恶深重。And
so God is coming to see whether or not what he heard about their sin, their outcry, whether or not it is as bad as it as he heard.
为什么呢?
Why?
就是要 make sure.
He just wants to make sure.
要确定。
He wants to make sure.
因为神的审判降临的时候必须是确定的。
Because when God's judgment comes down, it must be a sure thing.
因为神不会做错事情的。
Because God is not going to do something wrong.
那么但是这里边就存在一个问题。
And here arises a question.
神是无所不知的。God
is omniscient.
索多玛和俄摩拉这两座城市的罪恶甚重,神知不知道?
The gravity of the sin of Sodom and Gomorrah, does God know about them?
当然知道,
of course he does.
神在高天之上不用下来查看,
God in the heavens does not need to come down to know whether or not their sin is that bad.
他不需要去查验,不需要去观看,不需要去求证。
He doesn't need to come down and inspect to see whether or not it is.
因为他是无所不知。
Because he is omniscient.
但是耶和华神却要 亲自的来查验这件事情。
But God is going to come down personally to see whether or not it's true.
并且告诉亚伯拉罕说，我下来就是为了查验核实这件事情。
And he also told Abraham, I am coming down to see whether or not it is true.
什么意思呢？
What does this mean?
这就是前边所说的，耶和华神要教导亚伯拉罕如何秉公行义。
And this is what we talked about earlier, how God wishes to teach Abraham justice.
神当然是无所不知的。
Of course, God is omniscient.
但是亚伯拉罕不是哦。
But Abraham is not.
亚伯拉罕可能是觉得，哎呀，那个索多玛、俄摩拉这两个城市不太好。
Maybe Abraham knows that Sodom and Gomorrah, they're not very great.
但是到底不好到什么程度，罪恶深重到什么程度，他可能不知道。
But he does not know the extent of their sin.
换句话说，
In other words,
那么索多玛、俄摩拉的罪恶在上帝的眼中是有多么的罪恶深重，哎，他不知道。
In other words, the gravity of their sin in God's eyes is not made known to Abraham yet.
亚伯拉罕也可能听说过这两个城市罪恶深重，但是他并没有亲眼见过。
Maybe Abraham has heard of the gravity of their sin, but Abraham has not personally seen it.
但是神拣选亚伯拉罕的目的是什么呢？
But the purpose of God choosing Abraham
就是要亚伯拉罕在这个世界上来代表神，
is,
来秉行公义。
It is so that Abraham will be a representative of God and that he would express righteousness and justice.
来遵行神的道。
To follow God's word.
所以神在这里边就非常 dramatically 来演给亚伯拉罕来看。
So in all of this, God has expressed dramatically to Abraham what he's going to do.
来教导他如何的像神一样的秉公行义。
To teach Abraham how God will express his justice and righteousness.
所以孩子们，当你们在做错事情的时候，你会发现有些时候父母是秉行公义的，有些时候父母不秉行公义的。
So children, when you do something wrong, you see your parents, they may sometimes uphold righteousness and justice, but sometimes they do not.
我并不是说你父母错了。
I'm not saying that your parents are wrong.
是因为你错了吗？
It's because, well, you are wrong.
但是父母在处理这个问题的过程当中呢，可能就是有一点点的偏离。
Maybe it's that when your parents are dealing with the situations that they are slightly deviating from what is correct.
所以你常常感受到说，我爸爸不爱我了。
And so sometimes you'll say, oh, my dad doesn't like me anymore.
我妈妈恨我。
Or my mom hates me.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为我们没有遵守主的道去秉行公义。
It's because we did not uphold God's word in our conduct and uphold his righteousness and justice.
所以神在这里边就把秉行公义这件事情坐在亚伯拉罕的面前来教他如何秉行公义。
And so, when God is going to teach Abraham this justice and righteousness, he is going to do it in front of him to teach Abraham.
我们看到神是无所不知的。
We know that God is omniscient.
但是他要查验。
But he is still going to see.
所以我们今天我们是基督徒也好，或者说你说我不是基督徒，但是我至少是个人，你都需要去秉行公义。
And so now you see that we are all human, whether or not we are Christian, we still have the responsibility to be righteous and just.
所以你需要去查验。
And so you must test.
当你去查验的时候呢，表明你是很有限的，有一些东西你是不知道的。
When you go to test, you find that you are limited in some things you do not know.
所以当你做一件你不知道的事情的时候呢，很可能会做错的。
And so, when you go to do something you don't completely understand, you may be wrong.
所以圣经告诉我们说，当我们去做这种秉行公义的时候，讲话呢，你要慢慢的讲。
So the Bible teaches us that when you go to perform righteousness and justice, you should do it slowly.
不要随随便便的就定了别人的罪。
You should not go about willy-nilly just saying that others are sinners.
因为上帝去秉行公义的时候，他尚且需要查验，何况我们呢？
Because before God expresses his judgment, he is going to test, all the more we should test.
但是我们人为什么在秉行公义的时候就常常不查验呢？
But why is it that us men, when we go to go to do righteousness and justice, why are we unable to test?
我们很快就做个结论。
we come to conclusions very quickly.
We
may become angry very quickly.
为什么呢?
Why?
因为我们觉得我们是对的。
It's because we think we are correct.
因为我们觉得我们是对的。
It's because we think we are correct.
我们是知道的。
We know everything.
像神一样。
It's as if we were God.
但是实际的情况我们不像神，不是神，也不像神。
But in reality, we are not God, we are not like God.
我们不懂得什么叫公义，我们也更不懂得如何去秉行公义。
We don't completely understand righteousness, and we don't completely understand how to walk in righteousness.
所以我们现在要来学习。
And so we must now learn.
我们不但学习神的公义。
Not only must we learn his righteousness,
我们同时也要学习神是如何秉行公义的。
But also how God expresses his righteousness.
因为神拣选我们的目的就是要在这个没有公义的世界当中来显出公义。
Because God has chosen us so that we may be able to represent God's righteousness to this world.
但是如何显出公义呢? 这也是个问题。
But how do we express righteousness?
我给你举个例子你就知道了。
For example,
你懂得真理这很重要。
You know truth, and that's very important.
这也很好。
This is good.
但是很多的时候呢, 我们会用真理去判断别人, 去指责别人, 甚至去羞辱别人。
But sometimes we may use this truth to accuse or test or even to shame other people.
当然, 秉行公义的时候, 有这方面的功能, 就是使人可以从错误当中回转过来。
Of course, when you are exercising justice, this there is one aspect where you are turning people away from their wrong paths. But here it says we must do it according to God's word.
所以有些时候呢，我们就会把秉行公义呢，当成一种释放自己怒气的一个途径。
So sometimes we use this facade of expressing righteousness to express our anger actually as a release of anger.
以此来表达，哎，我很有义。
And it's so that you want to express that I am right.
所以这是不好的。And
this is bad.
所以我们看到了神拣选亚伯拉罕是有他的目的的。
And so God has his purposes in choosing Abraham.
而且他的目的呢是完全良善的。
And this purpose is entirely good.
他要建立亚伯拉罕,
he is going to build up Abraham.
要使亚伯拉罕成为一个祝福的管道,
it is so that Abraham will be a conduit of blessing.
所以我们今天来到这里边, 我们听真理呢, 很重要。
So it is very important for us today when we come to listen to truth.
但是同时我们也要学习如何去执行真理。
But we must also learn how to walk in this truth.
我们做父母的，在儿女面前，他犯错了，你骂他一顿，有用吗？
In your parents, in your anger, when your children do something wrong and then you curse at them, is that good?
有用吗？
Is this beneficial?
我不觉得的。
I do not think so.
因为我们常常会告诉你这里错了，你这里错了，你这里错了。
Because very often we will say, oh, you're wrong this way or that.
但是我们却很少告诉他对的在哪里。
But we may not tell our children what is the right way.
所以这个孩子没有得到被建立。
And so these children have not been built up.
所以孩子只知道一件事情，我错了。
So the children know only that they are wrong.
他可能孩子也真的知道，我真的错了。
And maybe the children truly understand that they are wrong.
他是对的在哪里呢？
But where is the correct way?
我们做父母的就会用自己的经验。 用自己的经历告诉孩子，你应该如何如何如何去做。
And so parents, we may in our experience tell the children what to do.
但是圣经当中的确告诉我们说，要遵守主的道来秉行公义。
But the Bible says now that we are to act according to God's word in expressing our righteousness.
所以当我们去纠正我们儿女的错误的时候，我们必须要告诉他对的是哪里的。
And so when we go to correct our children, we must tell them what is correct.
这个对的不是你以为对的,
it's not what you think is right.
而是神眼中看为对的。
It is what God thinks is right.
就是你要把真理来告诉他。
It is that his truth you must teach your children.
所以孩子们, 你们也是如此的。
And children, you are the same.
当你知道自己的错的时候呢, 你一定要知道错在哪里。
When you know that you are wrong, you must know in what way you are wrong.
你也必须知道正确的答案是什么。
And you must also know what the correct way is.
因为我们知道错的目的是因为我们要走正的，正确的。
The purpose of you knowing that you are wrong is so that you can start walking in truth, in correctness.
当你早晨起来去上学。
In the morning when you go to school,
你站在车站等 school bus,
and you're standing at the bus stop,
这时候来个 school bus,
and the school bus comes,
然后你就上去了。
And then you get on,
上去你坐在那里。
And you sit,
你突然发现，哎，坐在你边上那个人好像你不认识，不是常常坐在你边上的那个同学。
And, in your seat, you realize that the person beside you, you don't know him. He's not the person that's usually beside you.
你再看那个 bus driver, 你看那个司机，哎，他也不是我认识常常坐的那个司机。
And then you look at the driver, he's not the one that you know.
然后你再看那个窗户上面写的是 bluebird。
And then you see on the window, it says bluebird.
你说我平时坐那车叫 Snow White。
But you see, but you recall that the bus you usually ride is called Snow White.
什么意思？
What does this mean?
你发现你坐错车了。
You realize that you are on the wrong bus.
不是一个学校的，人家是另外一个学校的，你这是另外一个学校的，坐错了。
It's not even the right school. You're on the bus to the wrong school.
你发现自己坐错了 school bus.
You realize that you are on the wrong bus.
你怎么办？
What do you do?
你说 it's okay.
You say it's okay.
反正去学校吗？
I'm still going to a school.
去哪个学校不一样呢？
All schools are the same, right?
哪个学校没有二年级呢？
Which school doesn't have a grade two?
你会不会？
Would you do that?
你当然不会。你一定是告诉司机快停下，我要下车，我上错车了，给我送回去。
Of course not. You would say to the driver, "Oh, I'm on the wrong bus. Can you please stop so I can get on the right one?"
啊，当然，你要真的是二年级的话，你一定要他给你送回去啊，不要自己走回去。
Of course, if you are in grade two, then please get him to drop you off at the right place and don't walk by yourself.
你需要换到那个你正确的那个车才可以的。
You must go back to the right bus.
你才能够到达你的学校，到达你的班级。
So that you would go to the right school, to the right class.
你否则的话，你坐这个错的车，你永远都到不了你的学校。
Otherwise, if you're on this wrong bus, you'll never get to your right school.
所以耶和华神在教导亚伯拉罕如何秉行公义的时候，
And so, when God teaches Abraham how to walk in righteousness,
不但要亚伯拉罕明白什么是对错，
when God teaches Abraham how to discern true and false,
并且告诉亚伯拉罕如何执行公义，
and how to walk in this justice and righteousness,
要认真查验，
it is to eagerly test.
如果说你还是上了车之后，上了你的 school bus,
Maybe it's after you got on your bus.
你发现，哎，边上坐的这个同学不是我的同学，我不认识他。
You still realize that the person beside you is not the person that you usually sit beside.
你把 driver 停下来，停下来，我要下车，我坐错车了。
And then you tell the driver, oh, please stop, I'm on the wrong bus.
那个 bus driver 说，你没坐错车 ，boy， 这就是你的车，我认识你。
And then the bus driver says to you, oh, no, you're on the right bus, I know you.
我坐在我边上不是我同学了。
And then you say, oh, the guy beside me, he's not my friend.
Bus driver 告诉你的同学生病了，今天没来。
And then the driver says, oh, that friend is, he's sick.
看到了。
You see?
你的同学生病了，你并不知道的。
When your friend is sick, you don't know.
你并不是认识你学校里的每一个同学。
You don't know everyone that goes to your school.
你甚至你不能够完全认识你每天和他坐在一个 school bus 上面的每一个同学。
You may not even know everybody that's on the bus with you.
你不能够仅仅的根据边上坐这个是你不认识的，你就觉得你上错车了。
You cannot solely determine whether or not you're on the right bus just by the person sitting beside you.
你不能够因为边上坐的那个人不是上个星期坐在我边上那个，我就要下车的。
It's not because that you sit beside someone different that you want to get off the bus.
你需要继续查验，看那个 driver 是不是，看那个驾驶员是不是平时的那个驾驶员。
You must continue to test and discern. For example, seeing whether or not the driver is what you know.
啊，那个驾驶员也不是。
Oh, the driver is different.
你就停下来，我要下车。
You say, oh, please stop, I need to get off.
驾驶员会告诉你，啊，你是不是某个学校的？
And then the driver may say, oh, are you going to this school?
你说对呀，但是之前我没见过你。
And then you say, yes, but I don't know you.
那个 driver 可以说，啊，我是今天第一天开这个车的。
And then the driver says, oh, today is my first day driving this bus.
所以你也不能够根据这个 bus driver 今天不是以前的那个 bus driver, 你就觉得说我你上错车了。
And so you cannot say just because the driver is different, you're going on the wrong bus.
你需要认真的去查验。
You must test it earnestly.
如果说仅仅是坐错车了这一件事情的话呢，这是个小事情。
If we are talking only about getting on the wrong bus, this is a fairly minor issue.
但是如果我们讲到了说遵守主的道去秉行公义啊，这是个大事情。
But when we go to talk about walking in righteousness before God, this is a very big issue.
因为什么呢？因为我们以为我们在按照神的心意在秉行公义。
Because we think that we are walking in righteousness before God.
按照神的方式在秉行公义。
According to His word.
但是上帝在那里说 no, no.
But God says no, no.
也就是说从我们这个秉行公义的上边呢我们不是从神的祝福来的。
It's that when we walk in the supposed way of righteousness, it is not according to God's will, word.
也就是说我们秉行公义的时候不能给对方带来益处的。
It's that when we walk in righteousness, we can't bring blessing upon the other people.
那我们自己觉得啊我很了不起。
We may think very greatly of ourselves.
那上帝是不喜欢的。
No, God does not like this.
因为这不是从上帝的祝福来的，而是从我自己里边的私欲来的。
Because this did not come from God's blessing. This is from my own thoughts.
我要表现我是对的。
I want to make everybody know that I'm right.
我要让人知道我是懂得真理的。
I want everybody to know that I know truth.
我想表现让人家知道我比大家都要好。
I want everybody to know that I'm better than everybody else.
那么这不是神所教导的秉行公义。
This is not what God taught is walking in righteousness.
所以孩子们，大人们。
So children and also adults.
上帝拣选我们好像拣选亚伯拉罕一样。
God choosing Abraham is similar to him choosing us.
要让我们能够把神的公义神的公平显在这个世界当中。
It is to make known God's righteousness to the world.
并且为这公义和公平来做见证的。
And also in this righteousness and justice to have a good witness to people.
不但包括我们所做的是公义的。
Not only what we do is righteous.
我们的态度也必须是符合神的道的。
Our attitude is also to be done according to God's will.
所以上次我们看到了上帝的公义里边是有慈爱的。
And God, in God's righteousness there is love.
上帝的慈爱里边也是有公义的。
And in God's love there is righteousness.
公义离开了慈爱就叫仇恨。
Righteousness apart from love is hatred.
慈爱离开了公义就叫溺爱。Ruin, R-U-I-N.
Oh, love apart from righteousness is ruins.
溺爱就不是爱了哈。
And these ruins are not love.
啊，仇恨那也不叫公义的。
And hatred is also not righteous.
你在仇恨当中，你做这个事情可能是对的。
In your hatred, you may be doing something right.
比如说一个小偷。
For example, a thief.
你在公共汽车上 TT 机上看到一个小偷。
On the bus, you may see a thief.
你显然知道这个偷窃是上帝不喜悦的事情。
And you know perfectly well that theft is not good in God's eyes.
你要秉行公义，你要秉行公义。
And you want to walk in this righteousness.
你也曾经读过旧约。
And you've read the Old Testament.
你就下车捡个石头，把他打死了。
And then you get off the bus and you get a rock and you kill the guy.
你说我秉行公义。
You say I'm walking in righteousness.
啊、这不是按照神的道去秉行公义的。
But this was not acting according to God's word.
所以他这个事情做的又错了。
And so, in doing this, you are still wrong.
但这并不意味着你对他偷东西这件事情是犯罪的判断是错的。
But it does not mean that your judgment of the invalidity of theft, your judgment is still correct.
而是你秉行公义的方法错了。
It's that when you were walking in righteousness, this walk was done incorrectly.
这不是神秉行公义的方法。
This is not the way which God walks in righteousness.
或者我们看到一个人，他一个讲话，一个行为，我们就断定他是个大罪人。
And you may also see by the way somebody talks, you may say, oh, he's a great sinner.
我们没有去仔细的查验。
We did not go to test it further.
以至于我们可能做错事情。
We may do something wrong.
所以我们看耶和华神呼召亚伯拉罕。
So when God called Abraham,
就好像呼召我们一样。
It is like how he calls us.
他要使我们能够成为神公义的见证人。
It is so that we may be the righteous testimony of God to the people.
给别人做一个公义的榜样。
So that we would be a righteous role model to the others.
好像使人可以在黑暗当中看到灯一样。
It is just like the people in darkness, how they will be able to see light.
而给人带来祝福。
It is to bring blessing upon the people around you.
使这个人看到你身上的公义的时候呢，他就可以回转，从那个罪恶当中回转向公义。
It is so that when they see the righteousness in you, they can turn and repent and become more like you.
这是上帝教导亚伯拉罕的。
This is what God teaches Abraham.
也是我们今天需要学习的。
It is also what we need to learn.
所以我们很多的时候呢，把公义呢当作一把刀。
So sometimes we may think of righteousness as like a knife.
我们有了这把刀，我们就觉得很开心。
And with this knife, you're really happy.
我想砍谁就砍谁。
Whoever I want to cut, I can cut.
因为这把刀的名字叫公义。
Because this knife, its name is righteousness.
砍谁都不会砍错的。
Everybody that I cut is going to be correct.
因为圣经告诉我们说，世界上的人都是罪人。
Because,
所以你砍谁都不会错的。
Because the Bible says everyone is wicked.
但是你不一定是在遵守主的道。
But you may not be upholding God's word.
可能不是 keep the way of the Lord.
Maybe you did not keep the way of the Lord.
因为这个way是你自己的way。
Because this way is your own way.
那你就有麻烦了。
And you would be in trouble there.
你说我在秉行公义。
You're saying, oh, I'm walking in righteousness.
但是上帝说你在犯罪。
But God says you are sinning.
你在利用上帝的公义在犯罪。
In God's supposed righteousness, in that wrong name, you are sinning.
所以我们要清楚，真理是建立人的，造就人的。
So we must know that God's truth, it is for building up people.
是显明上帝的公义和慈爱的。
It is to express God's righteousness and love.
不是要表达我们自己里边有义的。
It is not to express that we are righteous.
这才是上帝真正的秉行公义。
This is what it truly means, God's way of righteousness.
所以我们要，首先，我们要放慢我们的思想。
So we must,
slow down.
Yeah, we must slow down first, our thoughts.
我们需要去认真的去查验。
We must, read God's word accurately.
To investigate what's happened.
We must investigate God's word closely.
然后你也要查验真理。
And we must also go to the truth.
什么是神的 way?
What is God's way?
然后你才可以去秉行公义。
And only in that we would be able to walk in righteousness.
如果那个人可以，因为认识，借着你认识了公义，认识了真理，他从那罪恶当中转回来了。
If the other person, they are able to understand righteousness through you and to repent and turn towards righteousness.
你就知道上帝拣选了他，好像拣选你一样。
And you will know that God has chosen him just like he has chosen you.
上帝祝福你，好像祝福他一样。哦，上帝祝福他，好像祝福你一样。
God blessing him is like God blessing you.
使一个人在真理和公义当中被建立起来，成为一个正直的人。
It is that in righteousness and justice, that person be brought up.
Upright.
Brought up to be upright.
哎，你看到了，这就叫荣耀。
And we see that this is glorification.
所以公义并不是使想，他的目初衷不是让一个人堕入地狱的。
Righteousness does not want somebody to become corrupt or go to hell.
而是让人能够回转向公义，以至于与神能够和好的。
It is so that they may repent and become righteous themselves and to be well with God, to be good with God.
圣经称这样的人可以按照遵守主的道秉行公义的人称为使神与人和好的和睦的人。
In the Bible, God, it says that those who are righteous are those who are good.
To keep the way of the Lord by doing righteousness just.
And they are the ones that keep the way of the Lord by doing righteousness and justice.
称这样的人是什么呢？是使神与人和好的人。
These are the men who, God, who are reconciled with God.
圣经说，这样的人必称为神的儿子。
And these, the Bible says, will become the sons of God.
好像亚伯拉罕一样。
Just like Abraham.
好，我们一起来祷告。
Let us close in prayer.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你。
Dear Lord, we give you thanks.
感谢你愿意向我们显明你自己。
We give you thanks that you are willing to reveal yourself to us.
把你的旨意，把你的荣美，把你的公义都显给我们看。
That your will and your righteousness, they are all expressed to us.
求你给我们一个观看和学习的心。
May you give us a testing heart and a heart to eagerly learn about you.
使我们可以成为你公义公平的见证者。
That we may be a righteous testament to the others about you.
也可以使我们成为这个世代的祝福。
That we may also be a blessing to the people around us.
使我们自己也在你面前蒙福。
That we ourselves in you may be blessed.
我们祷告奉耶稣基督的圣名。
Pray this all in our Lord Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. So our hymn in response